Many blessings. So let's start just by asking the essential question. Think of one thing that you wish to manifest. And when you have that in your mind, just tune into the feeling. How would it feel if you had manifested that and you're living inside that reality right now? Ah, isn't it wonderful? When we really practice this, we bring the future into our heart, into our mind now, the vibration of what we want, and we feel that we've attained everything. This is the central teaching that we can practice again and again and again, which is why I bring it up at the beginning of all these sessions. And today we're going to be diving into how to go from negative thinking, fear-based thinking, into positive thinking. Because we need to be very aware that what we think has a profound effect. Thoughts are things. And if we think negative thoughts, if we think about what we don't want to happen, then we are actually instructing our subconscious mind to manifest that which we do not want. For example, we all know those people who are always negative, right? I'm sure you know them. You talk to them, how are you doing? Oh, this thing happened. I didn't like this. This person did this. I'm worried about this. And what happens to those sorts of people? They're always living in that reality, always complaining about what they don't want to happen, what they don't like, and then creating it again and again and again. Because whatever we focus upon becomes amplified. So how can we turn this around, right? Because all of us have some level of this going on. You know, I mean, I recently had two wisdom teeth pulled out, right? And one of them was a sideways tooth. It was an impacted tooth. So it wasn't poking up, it was sideways. And I've been putting off getting that tooth pulled for a long time because I've heard these horror stories of people getting these difficult teeth pulled and it hits a nerve and then it messes up your face and it causes all these problems. And like, you know, so that's what I don't want to happen, right? I don't want to become deformed and in constant pain, right? Obviously. So someone told me about this and then I started thinking, well, I don't want that to happen. So I was saying to myself, Michael, just calm down, right? You know all this stuff, don't think that. But the thing is, when you think, don't think something, then what happens? You think it, don't think of a red cat, don't think of a black cat. Don't think of a pink elephant, right? You can't help it. So I had to really practice before I went into the oral surgeon to get these teeth pulled. Really practice focusing on coming out the other end, being happy and healthy. So that any time that image came of me having some problems with this operation, this tooth being pulled, I would flip it around. I'd say, okay, what do I want? Move it back to that. And then I would feel good. Right? This took quite a lot of work. So I did that a bunch of times. And then finally the day arrived, right? And I went in and they put me under some sort of sedation. I wasn't totally knocked out. And just before I was kind of getting knocked out, I had this thought again, right? Oh my God, what if it goes wrong, right? It just popped up in my mind. I wasn't thinking this consciously. And so what I did is I just said, look, let me go up to a higher level of consciousness here. Let me go up and come into that experience that everything is perfect. I'm surrendered to the highest good. Everything worked out just great. And I had this fascinating experience of these angelic presences. I didn't see any angels or anything, but I had this feeling of this powerful energy coming into the room. I was looking at a door in front of me and had this experience of the, it's almost like, if you can imagine, like if a police were managing something, like there's something happening and then the FBI come, right? And they take over the scene, like the much more powerful, or the army comes and takes over everything. It had that sort of power behind it. And so this angelic presence came into the room and took over everything. And I totally let go and could just really feel the end result, feel the success. Everything's perfect, everything's fine, everything's wonderful. And then next thing I know, I'm sort of walking out and I recovered. You know, it was actually quite difficult. It was more painful than I expected and took longer than I thought. I still have a big hole in my mouth where the tooth was, but it's basically healing up great. But that practice, if I had let myself think those negative thoughts, if I dwelled upon it, right? Because what happens is the mind creates a thought from the subconscious. The subconscious mind sends these thoughts up and then they're in our conscious mind, so we're aware of them. And at that moment, we can either entertain the thought, go, oh no, that would be terrible. What would happen if this happened? Oh, and then that can happen. And then this, and then, oh my God. And then we start freaking out and then everything's a disaster. Then it affects our body, right? Then we get stressed out, get all tense, get really worried. Then we can't think properly. Then we can't eat. Our mouth goes dry, right? Everything starts going wrong if we entertain the thought. The good news is that when that first thought arises, there's a moment where we can change negative into positive. We have to catch it. We have to catch it right there. So we notice the negative thought coming because it comes, we didn't create it ourselves, it came by itself. And we say, right, stop. I am choosing to go from negative, what I don't want, to positive. And you can ask the question, what do I want? Right? This is a very, very powerful question. What do I want instead? So in this example with my tooth, the thought came, oh my God, you're going to get all these problems. So I said, stop. What do I want instead? So then I could imagine that I'm healed, I'm fine. Like literally right now, I was imagining basically being where I am now, what I'm doing right now. I'm talking to you, I'm fine. I can speak normally. Everything's great. My face is fine. Everything's fine, right? So I was imagining that I'm healthy, I'm happy, my tooth is healed, my life is great, everything's wonderful. So there's that moment where I could have entertained the negative thought, what do I want? Move it over to positive. Another way of saying this is to go from reasons and excuses and problems to solutions, right? This is most obvious when you talk to these people who are always complaining. Oh, I don't like the government. Oh, I don't like so-and-so. Oh, blah, 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 right? They're always complaining. And if you come across someone like that, what you can do to them is you can do this for yourself, but you can also help other people. You can say, okay, so you don't like so-and-so and this and that and this and that. What would you like instead? What would you like? Or what is the solution? And what that does is it helps somebody move their attention from what they don't want to what they do want, from the problem to the solution. This is a major paradigm shift, because if we're stuck in problems, this is wrong, so-and-so did this, so we might not actually know what the solution is, but when we start thinking about it, then we'll start developing ideas. So that's a little tip for next time you come across someone who complains all day long. You can say to them, okay, well, you don't like this, this, and this. What would you like instead? And see what they say. Normally, by the way, people like that, they can't come up with an answer because they've never thought about it. So you really stump them. They go, I've never thought about it. But the good thing is that once they start thinking about it and you start helping them, then they'll be able to do it more often, right? But this is, of course, mostly focused on ourselves. You know, we can't change anyone else, but we can change ourselves. So next time you find yourself So there's two connected things here, right? One is focusing on what we don't want and then moving over to what the outcome is that we do want. So for example, if you're in pain, then you can imagine what would it feel like not to be in pain. Even if you can imagine that a little bit, it helps to reduce the pain. Or you could say, okay, I'm in pain. What's the solution to get out of the pain, which is more practical? What can I do? Can I take some pain medication? Can I drink more water? Can I get help in some way? It depends on what the pain is. So we're moving from focusing on problems to focusing on practical solutions and also focusing on outcomes we don't want to focusing on outcomes we do want. So let's do a little practice. Just think of something that you tend to get worried about or stressed out about. Just think of something. And notice how that makes you feel. All right, now move over to what do you want? What is the outcome? What would you prefer to happen instead? And just imagine that you've got the perfect situation, everything's solved, problems are solved, everything's great, you're feeling wonderful. Just tune into the energy of that. And notice how that feels. And then you can even ask, what is the solution here? What is there anything you can practically do to move in that direction? So for example, let's say you have a money problem, right? If you're thinking, oh no, I haven't got enough money, I can't do this, I can't do that. If it carries on like it is, then I'll end up bankrupt and I'll end up out on the streets, right? That whole process can happen. All right, so stop. What do I want? Oh, I want to feel financially stable. I want to feel free. I want to feel wealthy, abundant. So then you come into the feeling and the image and the vibrations of that reality. And then you can ask, what's the solution? And your subconscious will probably give you some practical ideas. You could do this, you could do that. And if you don't have any knowledge or practical ideas, you can always think, well, who could help me with this particular thing? And you'll learn something. You'll go to somebody who can teach you, or you can learn something on the internet or whatever it is. There's all sorts of solutions to pretty much every problem. Same thing with a relationship issue, health issue, with a sense of negative feelings within us. We can change basically anything we want. There's all sorts of options. But we've got to grab that negativity, stop all right, what do I want? How would it feel when I have that? And that feeling opens up the door to a whole new world of possibilities. So this is a life-changing method that you can use multiple times in the day until it becomes a new habit. So as soon as any negative thoughts come up, catch it. The key thing here, really important, key thing is to catch it as quickly as you can, because the longer you ruminate on what you don't want, the worse it is, the harder it is to get out of it. So if you're thinking about doomsday situations and you allow your mind to carry on, it gets bigger and bigger and more difficult. And then it can take possibly hours or even days to pull yourself out of it once it's got really out of control. So the key is to notice the thought coming up immediately, catch it and say, no, stop. That's what I don't want. What's the solution? What do I want? What do I want to feel? Bring it back. And it does take effort, but the more you do it, the quicker you do it, the more easy it gets and the faster it gets and the less those things start to dominate your mind, because it's pattern-based behavior. If you catch it and change it again and again and again, it will stop coming up after a while. So there it is, from negative to positive, from problem to solution, from what you don't want to happen to what you do want to happen. Most people don't realize they have the power to control their thoughts. A lot of people think they just have to put up with this stuff and there's nothing they can do. But you know that you actually can change your thinking. You can consciously create your own thoughts, and that's what we're doing. And this is completely within your control. So try it out and keep trying it out again and again and again. If you do this for 21 days, if you really practice this again and again and again for 21 days, so many negative things will stop happening because the brain will rewire itself. Your subconscious will be reprogrammed with all your positive thinking, powerful thoughts, solution focus. It changes your subconscious. It changes your physical brain chemistry. And then you will start to immediately find the solutions when issues come up. You'll go to that automatically after a while. And then if you have situations like I had with my tooth that are a bit unusual, it'll come up, but you'll know how to pull it back. You'll know how to pull it back, and then everything works out anyway. So wishing you all success. Try it out, see how it goes. This is an extremely potent method, and the more you do it, the better it is. So thank you so much for being here. And by the way, if you haven't already, I'd really appreciate if you like these podcasts to like it, subscribe to it, and leave a review if you can, so more people can find it. And if you know anyone else who has negative thoughts and could do with a bit of help, please share this with them so they can get some relief in their life and feel better. Can you imagine how much more wonderful the world would be if everyone focused on solutions? If everyone focused on what they wanted to experience? If everyone was to experience that they've attained everything? And come into that good feeling. What a wonderful world we would live in. The kingdom of heaven is within. Thank you for your beautiful presence, and have a blessed, wonderful day.